Do you know the answer to this question?
At what spot on your dial
Yes.
do you find listeners all across the continent?
Now, if you said 830,
you may win big money on our Clear Channel Honest to Goodness.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know why.
Why is he
does
making
that
frown, that funny face in there?
Say, we better check with people to make sure that they know their clocks aren't wrong, because it's 8:30 Central Standard Time.
Yes, it truly is.
And this is a half hour earlier than the usual time for Honest to Goodness.
Because this is our Clear Channel Honest to Goodness, when we'll call from Los Angeles to Lincoln, and from Louisiana to Laramie.
Very good.
How's that? I was going to say from Minot to Menominee, but we do that all the time anyway.
From Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon.
Yes, our Clear Channel call. You see, our regular honest-to-goodness listeners call and are called each night of the week, but we all year long get lots and lots of mail from folks all over these great United States of ours and even in some foreign countries. And they say very nicely, gee, I wonder, do you call this far away? And quite frankly, we don't for the most part, but we've been setting aside our special Clear Channel nights just to be able to include in on our honest-to-goodness fun all of those folks from all across the nation who listen to us every night. And there's quite a few of them. We have some calls going. Well, let's start off with one and just see how we come
all right.
up with. Calls going from west to east and from north to south.
I might mention a lot of people have said, on these special Clear Channel nights that you mentioned, does that mean you are on a network? Is that how you go coast to coast? And we might explain that, no, this is not on a network. It's just our plain old signal from the transmitter at Coon Rapids, Minnesota, belting out that 50,000 watts of Clear Channel radio, as we do every night. Only tonight,
every night?
We're
every night.
Being different. We're calling those people who do listen coast to coast.
Not just
Are you
our
kidding?
Show. No, we're not kidding, you big nut in there.
We wouldn't put you on. I'm going to dial right now.
You betcha.
Direct dial.
A lot of these folks are not just Clear Channel Honest to Goodness fans, but they're Jurgen Nash fans and Frank Hobbs fans and Ray Christensen fans, and they listen to us all day long. And they're basketball fans. Gee, I bet a lot of folks, Gopher fans back east, were glad to hear
How
the Gopher ball
game
today.
Tonight?
Pretty close, huh? I thought we were going to blow it, baby.
I was just about to leave the house, you know, when there was about 45 seconds left in the game. And I think there was 1 point difference in the score.
Well, we have special questions for tonight, too. So don't worry. Our question about ophthalmomyotomy is going to remain on our list, and we'll start that again tomorrow night. Awful lot of folks are confused about that. Gee, we got a lot of... Hector Brule sent us a Christmas card.
Is that the reindeer fella?
Keeper of the reindeer at Arctic Lodge on Reindeer Lake.
Did he say he could find a reindeer for Mr. White?
He didn't. He just said, very Merry Xmas and Happy New Year. Hector Brule.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Mrs. Walter H. Cohen of 909 Baltimore, Maryland?
Yes, it is.
USA?
Yes, that's right.
This is WCCO Radio, honest to goodness calling you.
Well, for heaven's sake.
All across the country.
My goodness.
How are things in Baltimore tonight?
Well, a little cooler than they were on Christmas Day, but not very much winter yet, I'm afraid.
Oh, that's right. This is Dick Chapman. Is it Cowan or Cohen?
Cowan.
Mrs. Cowan. Yeah, you had 74 degrees, didn't you, in Baltimore?
On Christmas Day. Isn't that terrible?
Were you sunbathing? Not quite sunbathing.
No, not quite sunbathing, I'm afraid.
That was a record, wasn't it?
Yes, I'm afraid that it was.
And what do you have? What kind of weather do you have tonight?
Chilly, but no snow.
What is chilly in Baltimore?
Well, I'd say it's probably about 40. I don't know exactly.
That's pretty chilly.
That's chilly. That's when we break out the water skis.
Well, I know that. You know, we were both born in Minnesota, and we know about that.
You're from Minnesota.
Well, we lived in Minneapolis when we lived there ourselves, but I was born in Mankato and lived in Laverne, and we heard the championship basketball games last spring, and my husband was born in Windham and lived in Mankato and graduated from high school, and we both attended the teacher's college in Mankato.
Well, now, how long ago was that?
Oh, do I have to tell?
No, but I just wonder how long you've been displaced.
Well,
Minnesotans.
Now, we've been in Baltimore for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
My husband is with the UNIVAC Division of Sperry Rand.
I see.
And we've been here 6 years.
I'll bet with Laverne in that basketball tournament, you were really on the edge of your Baltimore chairs there.
We were. We listened on Thursday night. We listened on Friday night, and it came in beautifully. And on Saturday night, all we could get was WHAS. Louisville.
In Louisville. That's another one of our clear channel
neighbors. Yeah. And, you know, you're all clear channel, and I can get Fort Worth and Minneapolis and Louisville, but...
Sometimes
one and sometimes the other.
I see.
I don't really care for the other two, just Minneapolis.
Well, bless your heart.
I imagine with your husband with UNIVAC in Baltimore, you'd love to be transferred to UNIVAC of St. Paul, huh?
Well, that's something we always think about. We always kind of hope that maybe that could happen. That's where he was, you see.
Uh-huh.
And they transferred him out here. One second, please.
Okay. Must be the husband, yes. We're talking to Mr. and Mrs. Walter Cowan in Baltimore, Maryland. Now we've got to give you a chance to win our $8.30, Miss Cowan.
All right.
And we're going to pick out a tough question for you because here you are with Minnesota roots. You should be able to see most of our questions on these Clear Channel calls are rather easy for Minnesota folks.
Well, you know, we have never actually heard, we've never actually been able to get one of your Clear Channel programs. We've heard an awful lot of others. We heard when you've asked all kinds of questions, but never a Clear Channel one before.
I see. Well, all right. Maybe it won't be too tough for you.
Well,
$8.30 we'll pay you and be glad to if you can answer this question and listen carefully. And your husband's right there, is he?
Well, I'm trying to get him down here. I don't think he realizes what's going on.
Well, let me ask you the question, and you can yell at him if you want to, if you need some help. Maybe you won't need any help. Here's the question. One of America's most well-known generals... is from Red Wing, Minnesota. He recently wound up many years as Supreme Commander of NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. Now, what is this retired general's name?
Just a moment.
Okey-doke. She's going to get her husband on the line now. Baltimore, Maryland is the call on Clear Channel Honest to Goodness on WCCO.
I think that would be General Norstad, wouldn't it?
General Lawrence Norstad is correct, and that's from right down there almost in your country of the old days. Winona, Red Wing, and Luverne, and down in that way.
No, we're the other corner of the state.
Well, you're still south anyway.
That's right.
I consider southern Minnesota all one big happy family.
Well, yes.
Except
in the basketball tournaments when we're playing Rochester.
Your husband knew that one right off, I guess.
Well, I thought I knew the answer, but he agreed that I was right.
Oh.
We collaborated on it. Let's put it that way.
Very well. Well, Mrs. Cowan, we'll send you $8.30, and we want you to keep pulling us in with that radio of yours because we can keep you in touch with all the folks back home.
Well, you know, it's an awfully good feeling to know that all we have to do is turn on our radio and we'll be able to get a bit of news from home.
You betcha. All right, now hang on because Charlie Moon wants to double-check the address in Baltimore, Maryland, and honest to goodness, it was nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Right.
Good night.
Mr. and Mrs. Walter Cowan, Baltimore, Maryland, won $8.30. Let me cross off that question and write winner in the slot here. And we'll be ready to play some more calls. I didn't finish talking about Hector Brule, who sent us his card from Reindeer Lake. And on it is a picture, Charlie. I'm talking about the card from Hector Brule,
uh-huh.
The keeper of Le Reindeer.
Of course.
He is a
voyageur.
He's a French-Canadian with a good accent and everything. And it's signed Mr. Hector Brule. Kennesaw, Saskatchewan. He mailed it at Lynn Lake, which is a little ways over there. And look at that picture.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's in the summertime, of
course.
You know
what that looks like?
What?
That looks like one of Dick Stuck's paintings.
It does at that?
Yes, it does.
And I wouldn't doubt but what that's the spot where Dick Stuck and I caught that great big trout last year.
Dick Stuck, who is quite an outdoorsman and a member of the CCO family, is quite a hunter, and along with Dick, an outdoorsman, as I mentioned, and an artist. To boot. So he goes up there in the north and paints some beautiful pictures. And that looks like it, that postcard.
Yeah, you know what he does? He shoots these pictures, color pictures.
Does he
brings
take
them home
photographs,
and then does
works
the
photographs.
Yes, that's right.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Another card we got from Springfield, Virginia. The Colbys, one and all. Wish us a Merry Christmas. That's nice. Well, we've paid out $8.30. We'll have a new question and a new call coming up in just a minute.
Have you ever whipped a Ferrari into the final straightaway, flat out at 165 miles an hour to take the checkered flag at Monaco?
Well, no. But have you ever tasted Colt 45 malt liquor?
No.
Well, I'd say we're even.
Colt 45 malt liquor is a completely unique experience.
Looking for a live one? Lucky you. You've found it. Colt 45 malt liquor. It's as lively as anything you've tasted. The flavor is smooth and mellow, but there is absolutely nothing subtle about the backbone in Colt 45. You get more out of Colt 45 malt liquor because there is more in it. It's as simple as that. More malt, for one thing, plus all of the extra quality ingredients that are blended into this truly unique product. Yes, you can stop looking for a live one. You've found it in Colt 45 Malt Liquor, a completely unique experience.
Got a card, a letter rather, from Southgate, California. Thank you for registering. Mrs. Eva Anderson wrote us. Another one from Sacramento, California. Alvin Flint. Awful lot of folks wrote us on the Clear Channel show. Here's one from Downey, California. Where's Downey, California?
That's not too far from Los Angeles.
Is it? Leroy Sandgren registered from Downey, California. Sweet Springs, Missouri. Well, I know where that is.
You know where Sweet Springs is?
Yes. I believe it's Olga Brunkhorst in Sweet Springs, Mo. Pretty close to Marshall, Mo.
You know, it's fun traveling all over the country. Many people from CCO land, all of a sudden, no matter where they are, tuning in WCCO on their Clear Channel radio and keeps
folks,
you close to home.
Folks traveling around the country might like to know that it's a pretty grisly night in CCO land, 29 degrees, and we have a light freezing mist or freezing drizzle.
Turning to light snow as that temperature drops, but it could be hazardous on the highways.
Could be some messy driving. We've had a lot of this, much more this winter than I remember in previous winters. Here's a letter from Diamond, Missouri. Mrs. Drake. Thank you, Mrs. Drake. Ralph Smith. Mrs. Ralph Smith in Drexel, Missouri, sent us a newspaper to prove there's a peculiar Missouri. So many people have proven to us that there's a peculiar Missouri, and we always knew there was, anyway, you know. Mrs. Howard Anderson, Dallas, Texas, wrote us.
I'm calling a number in the southwest part of our country, and It's ringing and ringing, and I'm not getting any answers.
Let me hear it ring, Charlie.
All right.
Let us all hear it ring.
There's a ring ringing out to Arizona.
Arizona?
Uh-huh.
That's the southwest corner.
And it's right near Globe, Arizona, near South Carlos Lake, in that part of the southwest.
What's the name of the town?
It looks like Peridot. If I was French, I'd say Peridot, but I
Peridot,
imagine it's pronounced
Arizona.
Peridot.
Well, no answer.
Well, there's no answer there.
Yes.
So we'll go on to the next, next time we'll go on to the next state, as we do on Clear Channel Honest to Goodness on WCCO Radio.
Say, thousands shop for savings daily in the want ad columns of the St. Paul Dispatch and Pioneer Press, the most economical direct advertising method for the day-by-day needs of both shopper and seller. Why don't you look around right now and list your sellables, and then call Capital 2-5011. Ask for want ads. A courteous want ad advisor will help you. And as I look around here, I list as my first and foremost sellable, Abner.
Yeah.
We're going to place an ad. We're going to sell Abner in the St. Paul Dispatch and Pioneer Press.
That's not a bad idea. I don't know if we get much for him. That's the only thing.
Charlie, the old year is slipping by. You know that?
It doesn't seem possible. Almost 1965.
This is the last Monday in the year.
I remember when I was a kid, I never thought 1945 would ever come.
Now you don't think it'll ever come back, do you?
This is like outer space, you know, 1965.
Oh, yeah. Boy, this is the greatest year for chunks, though, that I've ever seen.
I was going to tell you, I came down through the ramp, and there was a one of these big cars, you
know.
Only
tonight you belted one, huh?
Oh, I belted one inside the ramp, and two big old chunks came out of that car, and and they were heavy, and ice, oh, they were big.
You didn't drop a double with one kick, did you?
No, I must admit I didn't drop a double.
Listen, that's one of the most rarest of all
rarities. It was a double kick corner shot.
I see. Well, you know, the best of all is to kick one side and drop the chunks on both back fenders. That's really a good shot.
Yeah.
Often wanted to do that, and it only happened a couple of times. They're so big, though, this year, the chunks. For you, Clear
it's that
Channel.
Kind of weather.
Yeah, you Clear Channel listeners who maybe don't know what we're talking about. Chunks are those big, ishy, gloppy, gloopy chunks of ice and snow and dirt and grime that build up in snowy weather underneath the fenders of cars. And almost every man has got a slight touch of compulsive chunk kicker in him.
It's actually slush, which gets up under the fenders and hardens. And
right. We've made an outdoor sport of it here in CCO land. Got some real good devotees. Don't tell me you're not getting an answer here.
I'm not getting an answer here, and this is in another part of the country.
Where are you calling?
I'm calling southern Ohio, in the hills of the almost to the Appalachians.
Oh, really?
Right near West Virginia and Kentucky. And I'm not getting an answer there, so maybe we can put off these calls until last, and let's go across the country now to somewhere else.
Okay, no answer in Portsmouth, Ohio. Huh? Still want to give away $8.30 to someone here. look at some of the more of the mail that came in. We've stacked some of it up, and we got some only today, late today, which didn't make our grab bag list. Maybe we can save it for our next Clear Channel show, which Rob Brown informs me is February 11th, which is another Monday night. Here's one from Boonville, Missouri. Why, I've driven through.
That's Boonville. My town.
Yes, sir. It's named after Old Dan'l, you know.
That's right.
But I've gone back and forth through Boonville many a time, driving to and from college in my youth.
I could be very big in that town.
You could. Boone in the afternoon in Boonville. Yeah. Hey, that'd be tremendous.
How about that?
There's a military academy there, you know.
In Boonville?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hello, is Steve Ryan there of Costa Mesa, California?
Yes.
May I speak with him, please?
Just a minute.
Thank you.
Where are we calling?
We're calling Costa Mesa, California, and that is in Southern California, just south of Los Angeles, and it's right near Newport and Balboa, which are sort of not exactly resort areas, but they're lovely areas where a lot of
yachting. Hello?
Hello, Steve Ryan?
Yes?
Of Costa Mesa, California?
Yes?
This is honest to goodness calling you, Steve, WCCO Radio, Twin Cities of St. Paul and Minneapolis, and our quizmaster, Dick Chapman's right here to talk to you, Steve.
Hi, Steve. How are you tonight?
Fine.
Gee, how old are you?
11.
11 years old. And Costa Mesa, California, Charlie was just telling me, is like pretty close to Los Angeles, huh?
Yes.
How far?
Just a minute.
That's not the question.
Just south of Long Beach.
About 40 miles.
40 miles. Well, that's almost a suburb, huh? Well, how's the weather tonight in Costa Mesa?
Well, it's raining.
Oh, really? Say, the Chamber of Commerce is not going to like you for telling us that. But it's warm, though, huh?
We just moved here from Minneapolis about 7 months ago.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Well, here's another displaced Minnesotan.
We lived on Lake Minnetonka.
Oh.
Well, we're having a little bit of rain, only it's freezing, Steve, and it's about 29 degrees here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too bad, does it?
Nope.
Say, which you like best, Lake Minnetonka or the Pacific Ocean?
I think out here.
You've become a Californian, huh? In just 7 months. Do you get out swimming or fishing much?
No, not yet.
Are you right near the water?
Yes.
Oh, gee, that sounds great.
That's beautiful country.
Yeah, where do you go to school?
We go at Adams.
Adams, that's a junior high or is it a grade school?
No, it's still grade school.
Grade school in Costa Mesa, huh? Well, and what's Dad do? Has he been transferred?
He's a United Airlines pilot.
Oh, I see. And that's why you've switched addresses. Well, Steve, how'd you like to win $8.30 from good old CCO?
I sure would.
Were you an honest-to-goodness fan before you moved to California?
For the Twins?
Yeah, are you a Twins fan?
Yep.
Still?
Yep.
What about the Los Angeles Angels or the Dodgers?
Nope.
Never, huh? You suppose you'll be a Twins fan the rest of your life?
Maybe.
Well, you can go see them when they come to play in Los Angeles and root them on, because we need our fans out there.
Yep, I went to one of them already.
You did? Who won?
Minnesota.
Ha! Only because you were there, I'll bet. Listen, Steve, let me give you a chance to win some money, okay?
Okay.
Now, let me pick out a good question for you here.
How long have you lived in California now?
About 7 months.
7 months.
Hey, I got one for you. You're a sports fan. Here's a question for you. Ready?
Okay.
Now, you can get help from Dad if you don't remember this, but I think you'll know this one. In good old WCCO land, our football and basketball teams have colorful names, as you know. The Minnesota Gophers and the Iowa Hawkeyes, for example, are playing in the Los Angeles tournament right now.
Yes.
Wisconsin is the Badger State, you know that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the nickname of our Rose Bowl representative, Michigan?
Wolverines.
That's right, Steve. Boy, you had it right on the button. The Michigan Wolverines will be in the Rose Bowl. Say, you should have heard our Gophers tonight.
Yeah, I watched them on TV.
Oh, did you? Gee, I didn't know we put that kind of a signal out there in Costa Mesa, I'll tell you. Well, they sure came through, didn't they, Steve?
Yep.
You betcha. Say, we're glad to have you as one of our honest-to-goodness fans on Clear Channel. You send us another card the next time we have a Clear Channel show, will you?
Okay.
Don't you miss
Steve,
the snow?
Pardon?
Don't you miss the snow, Steve?
Yep.
Do you? Because we got some nice snow around here, a little dirty around the edges, but it's snowing a little bit tonight.
Went ice skating just this morning. You can't ice skate on that ocean, though, can you?
Well, we can hear you sometimes at night on the car radio. We can hear WCCO.
Atta boy, Steve. You keep trying. Okay, thank you, buddy, and hang on, because Charlie Boone wants to check your address on the private line.
Okay.
Steve Ryan, Costa Mesa, California. Sounds like a nice young man, 11 years old. Watched our Gophers win on television tonight in the Los Angeles Classic. Costa Mesa is not too far from Los Angeles. It's about 40 miles south in the Balboa Beach in Newport area. We had some other fine cards. Here's one from Lindsborg, Kansas. Barney Barfield wrote us from Lindsborg, Kansas. And Miss Louise Rowald of Carrollton, Missouri, and James Weiner of Humboldt, Kansas.
I got the zip code from Steve, and it's 92626.
92626.
Yeah. All of you folks, remember that zip code has helped the postman tremendously, and especially during this Christmas rush. I understand that the zip code helped speed mail on to people cards and letters, so that zip code in mind. 29 degrees in our Twin Cities with light snow, a southeast wind at 9 miles an hour at 10 minutes before 9 Central Standard Time, calling coast to coast, honest to goodness, clear channel.
If you just joined us, you may have missed the fact that our Gopher is playing in the afternoon game on the coast. Just barely took one from Washington, 77-76, in a whale of a ball game, and they advanced to the second round of the Los Angeles Classic, and you'll hear that game at 10:55 tomorrow night. That'll be a night game on the coast, and of course it'll be quite late on Central Standard Time, 10:55. Central Standard Time tomorrow night at 830 WCCO. And Steve Ryan there in Costa Mesa, California, if he can't get it locally, we'll sure be able to get it on CCO, I'll say that much. Well, so you thought you couldn't take Air Force ROTC. Sure, you wanted to, but you just couldn't. Your college plans called for 2 years at a junior college and transfer to a four-year school for the rest. There just wasn't any way to take those first 2 years of the Air Force ROTC program. Well, thanks to a new law, there is a way. If you've been unable to take the first 2 years of Air Force ROTC because you're attending a school where it isn't offered, you can still meet all the requirements for advanced training. If you apply right now, you can take the mental and physical examinations for entrance almost immediately. Next summer, you'll go to an Air Force base and receive, in short, 6 weeks, the training you missed during your first 2 years. Then you can take the final 2 years at a four-year college offering Air Force ROTC. When you graduate, you'll pin on the gold bars of a second lieutenant in the U.S. Air Force. For America's future and your own, investigate Air Force ROTC. For all the facts about Air Force ROTC, contact the professor of aerospace studies at the University of Minnesota.
Hello? Is William Harnick of Edmonton, Alberta, Canada there?
Yeah, speaking.
Well, William, this is Charlie Boone, Dick Chapman, honest to goodness calling you from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities.
Well, for goodness sake.
Well, Bill, meet Dick Chapman.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Bill. How are you tonight?
Oh, pretty good shape of the shape I'm in.
Pretty good. All right, I'll go along with that. Listen, Bill, we like to talk to our folks in Canada because, we're just almost like neighbors, you know.
Yes, that's for sure. I've been down the Diamond State side there quite often. I've always enjoyed the Americans immensely, you know.
Are you a native Canadian?
Pardon?
Were you born in Edmonton?
Yes, I was born right here in Edmonton, raised here, and lived most of my life here. Never got to travel too much except during the war, and then after the war, I worked for a pipeline company. Their head office was in Tulsa, Oklahoma, but I traveled pretty well across Canada, and I hit most of the northern states.
Natural gas type pipeline?
Beg your pardon?
Natural gas type pipeline or oil pipeline?
No, that was one of his brothers' company, Limited, out of Tulsa.
Uh-huh.
They're a pipeline construction company.
Abner's looking at me, and he's asking me to ask you to speak up just a little bit so we can hear you a little bit better.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I'm awful sorry.
Hey, that's good. That's good. I can hear you coming in louder now.
Ah, good.
Let me get it straight now. I'm a little confused on the provinces of Canada. Let's see. Ontario, Manitoba, and the next one over is Alberta. Is that right?
Saskatchewan.
No, Saskatchewan.
Then Alberta, and then British Columbia.
There we are. I left out Saskatchewan, yeah.
Well, what state in the United States is just below Alberta?
Well, we're directly north of Montana.
I see. So you get some pretty cool temperatures around Alberta.
Well, I'll tell you, the night I was listening to you and I wrote that letter, we were going to get a drop down to 35 below that night, and I think she hit 27 below.
Oh, that's not too bad.
Well, I'll tell you, it reminds me of when I was down in Minneapolis there in December of 1960.
Uh-huh.
It was something like 38 or 42 above in Minneapolis, St. Paul. Then we drove up to Grand Forks in North Dakota and dropped down to 26 below there.
Yes, it can happen. What kind of weather do you have tonight in Edmonton?
Well, it's about 13 below right now. It's not too bad.
Mild spring day up
you
there.
You sound like Santa Claus.
Hey, golly, it's going to thaw if you don't watch out. Say, Bill, you got a pretty good football team, don't you, in the Canadian Football League?
Yes, Oh, we had her drop back a couple of years ago, and they come up pretty good last year, and I think next year, well, they won't hit the top, mind you, but they're on their way up again.
Uh-huh.
They took the Grey Cup, which is the Canadian championship.
Yes, we're familiar with the Grey Cup.
Yeah, they took that a few years in a row.
Trying to think if there's any of our ex-Minnesota Gophers playing for Edmonton. We've got a few scattered through the Canadian leagues.
Gee, that could probably be. I don't follow the birthplaces that closely as far as the players go. I just go there to see a good football game, regardless of who wins.
So, all right.
Hey, Bill, I was going to ask you. I don't know if you're a golf buff, but I noticed that in Hawaii, in the first part of December, they held the Canada Cup. Why in Hawaii? Why not in Canada? Well, obviously, you can't play golf in the snow, but. Is there a good reason for holding it somewhere else?
Yeah, I wish I could answer that question for you. I couldn't honestly tell you. I'll have to try and find out and drop you a line and let you know.
Okay.
I've been listening to you all this time, and there's the first time that you've said a word with what I consider to be a Canadian accent.
What's that?
You said find out.
Find out?
Yes.
Out.
Nobody can say OUT quite like Canadians, I'll say that much.
Is that right? Yeah,
well,
that's true, isn't it?
That's right.
I've heard quite a few comments about that.
About that, right. Well, now, Bill, we want to give you a chance to win some of our money from good old CCO, $8.30. That stands for
our... Well, I hope I'm lucky.
All right, let me see what I can find here in the way of a question for you. We just had a young man in Costa Mesa, California win $8.30.
Is that right?
And now, by golly, here's one. Let me look. That one's too easy. Here's one for you.
Oh, boy.
Wisconsin borders Minnesota on the east, Iowa on the south, but two states touch Minnesota's western border. Which two states?
Well, that'd be North and South Dakota.
North and South Dakota, you're right. That wasn't too tough. I was trying to be easy for you.
That was very easy.
Well, we don't try to get too tough with our Clear Channel listeners, I'll say that.
Say, possibly you can tell me how come the Americans know so little about Canadian geography and history, and yet the Canadians know so much about the American geography and history.
You know, I can't tell you why. All I can do is confess to it. I think it's because we don't travel extensively in Canada. Each person who goes to Canada, like, say, a Minnesotan, nine times out of ten will go to Ontario,
sure,
or perhaps Manitoba, which is bordering their state, and not very much farther.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, we don't take a vacation from one end of Canada to another, because if you stop and think about it, it's a pretty big country. Bigger than ours, actually, you see.
Yeah, that's for sure. But even before I traveled, I knew as much about American history and geography as I knew about Canadian.
Probably know more than most Americans. A lot of Americans don't know much about their own geography.
Well,
that's true.
No, I wouldn't go so far as to say that. I'd say just like the Canadians not knowing too much about their own Canadian geography either, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, it's probably an American failing. We're too blasé about these things.
Yeah,
maybe,
well,
that's it.
I can remember not too long ago on a quiz program where a woman was asked what bordered the United States on the south, and she said Mexico, and they asked her what bordered the United States on the north, and she said Alaska.
Well, that, you know, that's
we
a
know
for
better,
you.
Don't we, Bill?
Yeah, for sure.
Gee, it was nice to talk to you. And
I enjoy listening to your program. I just an off chance I have me listening to that to it that evening, and I must listen to it in the later hours of the night and the early hours of the morning. I'm kind of a radio traveler. Like, I pick up all your stations as far away as I can. I get stations all the way from New York City to KOLO in Hawaii.
KILO, isn't it?
KOLO.
KOLO. That's on Hilo.
In Honolulu.
Yeah, I think it is on the Big Island.
Yeah.
Well,
I receive all those right on the broadcast band here.
All right, you keep pulling us in on 830, will you?
Hey.
Very good. Now, hang on, because Charlie Boone wants to double-check the address, and we'll send you 830, $8.30 in the mail.
Well, that's real fine. Thank you very kindly.
Okay. Bill Harnick, Edmonton, Alberta,
Bill,
Canada. Kind of put us on the spot there. How come the Americans know so little about Canada and Canadians know so much about America? Well, by golly, he's got a point, maybe.
Good night.
This Clear Channel broadcast is coming to you from good old 830 on your dial with studios in Minneapolis and St. Paul, WCCO. And as Charlie mentioned earlier, no, this is no network hookup. This is just our exercise in muscles. WCCO Radio's 50,000 watts of clear channel radio calling from coast to coast and even beyond international borders to count in some of our honest-to-goodness listeners who write frequently from afar and are seldom called.
I know many of our listeners traveling throughout the country pick up CCO. I remember traveling down a hill into Albuquerque, New Mexico, picking up Jergen Nash just as clear as a bell, and in Kansas City like a local station, and in other spots around the country. In New York City, in Manhattan, picking up Franklin Hobbs
on one
of my
corner.
Annual Eastern vacations.
Ah,
yes.
Well.
So CCO, truly, CCO land is the whole country. Let's call another number somewhere in the USA.
Wait a minute, I got a late report on roads in Minnesota. The Minnesota Highway Department reports that most roads in the central and southern sections of the state are now coated with an ice glaze, and travel, other than emergency trips, is not recommended. The latest road report says south of an east-to-west line running through Brainerd, roads are generally very slippery. Travel, except for emergencies, is not advised. Extreme caution and slowness is urged. The freezing rain and drizzle, which has been falling all evening, is expected to continue through the night, mixing with snow later tonight and changing to snow completely by tomorrow morning. It's 30 degrees now. It's gone up 1 degree in the past hour. 30 degrees at 1 minute past 9, Central Standard Time.
It's going up instead of down.
Right. You know, you get into this drizzle, this freezing rain stuff. That's about what happened. Ooh, what was that? What happened?
That's the busy signal in Chicago. Big shot.
Boy, they got a wild phone. Betty, that's Abner's parakeet.
Is that right?
He never
we were calling
talk.
Chicago. And Shy was busy?
The Windy City. Nobody answered now. I mean, busy.
And they were busy. So let's call another spot.
Let's
try another one. We can go back to these, that can't we?
I suppose so.
Some of those that we couldn't get, maybe they're out and they'll be at home?
I hope so. I've been writing down no answer, but we'll soon find out. Some more mail here. Let's see where they came from. Kind of fun getting mail from... Here's one from Hazard, Nebraska. My birthday today. Happy birthday to Bessie Davis in Hazard, Nebraska, by golly.
Is your birthday the other day?
No.
In one of the suburban papers, it said, happy birthday to Dick Chapman, who
I
was
saw
born
that.
On this day in 1927. And I didn't think you were that young.
Not that young? Well,
you know,
I was in that.
I'm goofing up this number. That's the third time I've been calling.
All right, start over again.
Boy, when you dial direct, you know, in long distance, if you goof up one digit, you got to go right on back and do it all over.
Now, there's a coincidence. Another card from Hazard, Nebraska. Mrs. Floyd Capellan in Hazard, Nebraska, and also, as we said, Bessie Davis. Here's a card from Anna Dunn in Kansas City, Missouri. Card from A.E. Lunsford, Cheyenne, Wyoming. I think we've talked to Mr. Lunsford before. Nice gentleman. Card from Mr. and Mrs. Robert Holton in Phoenix, Arizona. Arthur Peterson, San Pablo, California. That's near Frisco. Card from, what's this? Allison Park, Pennsylvania. I wonder where that is.
This Allison guy. Park?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Barris residence, Dunkirk, New York?
Yes.
This is Honest to Goodness calling you from WCCO Radio in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul.
Yes,
is Bernie,
boy.
Your boy Bernie?
Yes, just a minute.
This is Mrs. Barris, all right?
Radio program.
Bernie's being called
He'll
the phone.
He'll be delighted. He loves your program.
Well, wonderful. And how's Dunkirk tonight?
Fine. No snow at all.
No snow. Is it clear there? Is it cold?
They're quite cold, in the 20s, I believe, and the boys have been looking for their telescope, and they can tell you if it's clear.
Well, very good.
It's your honest-to-goodness program, Bernie.
Thank you, Mrs. Barris.
Hello?
Bernie?
Yeah?
How you doing?
Fine.
This is Charlie Boone, and our quizmaster's here, Dick Chapman, to talk to you, Bernie.
Yeah?
Hello, Bernie.
Hi.
What did Mom say you were looking through your telescope?
No, I was looking through it last night.
Oh, last night?
Yeah.
Well, we were asking about the weather, about how the weather is tonight in Dunkirk.
Oh, it's cloudy.
Where's Dunkirk? Is that upper New York State?
No, it's down on Lake Erie.
Down where?
Lake Erie.
Oh, on one of the Great Lakes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're not right by the water, are you?
Huh?
You're not right by the water, are you?
Yes.
How about the house itself?
No.
Oh, just Dunkirk is right on the shore. Yes. Now I know where we're talking about, certainly. By golly. Well... what kind of a telescope is this that you have?
Oh, it's a Sears-made telescope. It's a pretty good one.
Uh-huh. How many power? Sounds like it might have been a Christmas present. Is that right?
300.
Oh, sounds like it might have been a Christmas present.
It was.
Yeah. This is the first one you ever had?
Yeah.
Boy, you sure have a lot of fun with those, I know. What have you been able to see so far?
Not much. It's been overcast except for last night. Then we saw, I think it was Jupiter.
Uh-huh.
And it works real good watching the neighbors.
I beg
watching
your
the neighbors.
Man.
No, wait
how
a minute,
dare you?
Have you got a brother, Vernie?
Yeah.
Yeah, your mom said the boys. How old's your brother?
Let me see. He's 12.
And how old are you?
14.
Uh-huh. Well, you'll never live to be 15 if you keep watching the neighbors, I'll tell you that.
Say, Bernie, they still have that Air Force base out there?
Air Force base?
Dunkirk Air Force base?
Dunkirk Air Force base? I never heard of one.
Really?
No, you're thinking of Dunkirk in Belgium, maybe. I don't know. Well,
I thought sure there was an Air Force base at Dunkirk.
Well, have you listened to Honest to Goodness very long?
Oh, my brother found it about 2 months ago.
Uh-huh. Just dialing around, is that it?
Yeah.
Well, we like to have you folks write in and participate, and here's your chance to win $8.30. Is your brother handy? He can help you. What about this fictitious, mysterious airbase?
It's a secret base, folks. I wasn't supposed to let that out.
Okay, here's a question now, Vernie. And let me find one for you. Wait a minute, I lost all the questions.
It was probably an auxiliary field during the war, and they've disbanded it.
Oh, wait, now here they are. I've got... What are you talking about? Oh. ready?
That's okay. $8. We won't tell us all, Vernie.
No. $8.30. And you think about this and get some help if you need it. And the question is, where I can't find a good one for you. Yes, I can. Here we go.
Number four.
The largest of all the Great Lakes touches Minnesota and Wisconsin. Which is it? Hey, Ben.
Being in the lake country, he should be able to get
that. He lives on
Lake
one.
Lake Superior.
Lake Superior, that's
very
right.
Very good.
You know how to get to Lake Superior from Lake Erie?
Yeah, you go up Lake Huron.
Yeah.
Partly through Lake Michigan.
Yeah.
Then you get to Lake Superior.
Right. And you got to go through the Welland Canal, I think.
No, that's between Erie and Ontario.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Then it's the, what's that other canal, Charlie? There's a little canal going into Michigan, right? Some kind of locks. Oh, boy, I'm really up on
my... Magellan locks?
No. Vernie?
The Sioux Canal.
The Sioux Canal, okay. Yeah, I did. That wasn't part of the question. I
know.
Was just,
I told my brother that, but he wanted to answer it anyway.
Oh, he did.
What are you going to be when you grow up, Bernie?
I don't know.
An astronomer?
No.
Do you play ball?
Not much.
Ice skate?
I guess maybe you might say
it. How's the winter been so far in Dunkirk?
Oh, it's been unseasonably warm. We haven't had much snow.
I see. Well, there's some messy stuff moving through our neck of the woods tonight. Maybe it'll be over your way very soon.
I hope so.
Okay. Thank you, Bernie. Now, hang on. Charlie wants to get the address double-checked, and we'll send you a check for $8.30 in the mail.
Okay.
Very good. Bernie Paris, Dunkirk, New York. Right on the shores of Lake Erie, one of our Clear Channel Honest to Goodness calls tonight. I got to write this down. Winner, $8.30. Well, we'll get on with this Clear Channel Honest to Goodness show in just 1 minute. No Old Dutch jingle. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you this. I have a favorite way to serve Old Dutch potato chips for the holidays is with a creamy dip. And you make a delicious dip quickly and easily using Lipton Onion Soup Mix. And then invite your guests to dip in and let Old Dutch chip in with a 25-cent refund on Old Dutch potato chips. To get your 25-cent refund, send the price mark from a twin-pack box or bag of Old Dutch potato chips together with the front panel from a Lipton Onion Soup Mix package to Lipton Soup, Box 5200, St. Paul. You can see details of this holiday offer on specially marked Old Dutch potato chip packages. Boy, nothing quite like a big batch of Old Dutch coming up on New Year's party time.
Fresher, crispier, bigger, tastier, Old Dutch potato chips. Eat them all alone or dunk them in dips. They're so much tastier than any other chips. Fresher, crispier, bigger, tastier, Old Dutch potato chips.
Old Dutch, you can't beat it for quality. And many of you having parties New Year's Eve, make sure it's Old Dutch and your guests will comment on your good taste. The good taste of Old Dutch.
Say, I have something further here on the roads, and apparently they're getting very bad around, so we better get this in. It's important. 30 degrees in the Twin Cities right now. Iowa roads are in much the same condition as our Minnesota, central and southern Minnesota highways. There's a light mist falling in the extreme north, central, and northwest portions of Iowa. Highways have become 100% ice-covered in the Estherville, New Hampton, and Mason City areas. Over the rest of Iowa, the highways are clear but wet with scattered icy spots. Boy, if you don't have to go anywhere tonight, don't, huh? In this neck of the woods.
Let's find out what it is in another part of the country by calling on our Clear Channel Honest to Goodness tonight. And here we go.
All righty, here we go. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum. Some more mail, and I'd like to thumb through here to see who wrote us on the Clear Channel invitation. Let's see. Robert Spiech, S-P-E-I-C-H, Parkersburg, West Virginia. Card from Mrs. Iva Wiesner in Vincennes, Indiana. Card from Detroit, Michigan. Alan Isaacson wrote to us. Susan Williams, Newcastle, Pennsylvania. Alice or Bob Poling, Piqua, Ohio. Du Bois, Pennsylvania. Joe... Shoo, I can't pronounce it. It's been kind of obliterated by the postmark, Joe. S-H-U-P...
Hello, is this the Lee Residence in Bayfield, Colorado?
Yes, but I can't hardly hear you.
Is this Mrs. Luther C. Lee?
Yes.
This is Honest to Goodness, WCCO Radio, calling you from Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Well, now that is a surprise. We've been listening to you, but we can't get only half of it.
Well, how about this half on the phone? Can you get that better?
Can't hardly hear you.
That's Dick Chapman, our quizmaster, and we want to talk to you. Got some money for you.
I'll talk up the best I can, Mrs. Lee.
Yes?
You say you're only getting about half of us tonight, huh?
Yes, but other stations come in so bad.
Texas does.
You tell those people to cut that out.
Yeah, we're going to go down there and invade Texas.
I'd like for you to tell them.
Say, Mrs. Lee.
You're not too far away from Texas, are you?
No.
You're Bayfield in southern Colorado?
Yes.
You're southeast of Durango.
That's right.
Right near New Mexico.
How come you know all this, Charlie?
I was checking the map.
Well, how's the weather in Bayfield, Colorado, Mrs. Lee?
Oh, we've been having awful winter. The passes have snow slides. Wolf Creek Pass has closed today, and Red Mountain north of Durango's closed. And we've had about 6 inches of snow and then rain for a day.
Oh, yeah, I know. We've been following some of that West Coast weather, not only Colorado, but... on into Idaho and California and Oregon. Gee, I'm sorry to hear that. You say it. You just got some new snow, huh?
Oh, it's just slush now.
Uh-huh. Messy, wet stuff.
Yes,
What's the temperature about?
Well, it's 29, I believe, this morning.
Mm-hmm. You got about the same kind of weather we're having here in the Twin Cities. It's about 30 degrees and sort of freezing rain.
Yes.
Are you on a farm there or what?
Yes, we live a mile from town.
Mile from Bayfield?
Yes.
What do you raise?
Oh, it's hay now.
Uh-huh.
My husband has to retire. He's a World War I veteran, and he can't do the work anymore, but we still live here and rent grassland out.
Uh-huh. For cattle, mostly.
Yes.
How's the grass been? Were you pretty dry this summer?
It was awful dry this summer.
Yeah.
We're sure glad to see this storm. It came about... started in about the 1st of November.
Uh-huh.
This will help the moisture problem.
Do you catch our honest-to-goodness show most nights, do you?
We try to, but mm-hmm. sometimes we just can't hear you, but once or twice we can hear you call, and then we can't get you at all.
You're on the other side of the mountains, on the east slope, more or less, aren't you?
We're on the west slope of the mountain.
I mean the west slope, yes. Uh-huh. Well, by golly, we get across those Rockies. That's what we're trying to do. Mrs. Lee, let me see if we can find a question that you can win $8.30 on.
I doubt it very much.
Oh, we'll find one that's not too tough for you. Let's see what we can find out here.
We've got an Albert Lee here. You're not any relation, are you?
No.
You know that, by golly, that's right. Your last name is spelled exactly like the name of a pioneer surveyor in these parts, and we named a Minnesota community after him. Albert Lee, Minnesota, is in the southern part of the state.
Yeah.
And this was a young Army lieutenant.
My husband was a distant relative of Robert E. Lee, but when the war was on, they changed their name.
Oh, I see.
Well, they changed it to L-E-A.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, I'll be doggone. I suppose a lot of folks did that.
Yeah.
Because feelings were kind of high in those days. You know, well, I'll be doggone.
Never thought about that.
Okay, let's try this question, Hal, here, and see if you can get the answer to it. I don't think it's too tough. Let's see. You can have your husband help, too.
Yeah.
Can you name one of the two Canadian provinces touching Minnesota's northern border? There are two, and you can name either one of them.
Well, let's see. Is Alberta a province?
Yeah, the provinces are like Alberta, British Columbia, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Ontario, like that. And two of them touch Minnesota's northern border. You name one.
Well, I don't suppose I know, but I used to have an uncle and his family live in Canada, and it was in Alberta.
I'll give you another guess.
Right.
Oh, I wouldn't know. It might be Manitoba.
Yeah, that's
yes,
right.
Yes, Manitoba or Ontario, either one.
We and talked to a man from Alberta tonight on the telephone.
Yeah. And he told us that Alberta touches Montana.
Oh.
So the next one over is Saskatchewan, then comes Manitoba. That's touching Minnesota's northern border. Well, we can send you the $8.30 with only slight assist from the quizmaster there, Ms. Lee. And you keep trying to get us there in Bayfield, Colorado.
Well, we sure do. We can't find very many interesting programs on the radio anymore. We can't have a television because my husband's eyes are bad.
Well, we are glad to provide you with something to listen to. And thank you for tuning in on our Clear Channel show.
Well, thank you.
Hang on now. Charlie wants to get the address double-checked. Mrs. Luther Lee in Bayfield, Colorado. Nice lady. $8.30, she wins. Well, you want something sort of festive and yet not too heavy, something sort of Christmassy and New Year's Eve-like, and yet something which will taper off that sweet tooth longing? You, my friend, have just described something brand new from Bridgman, a Kris Kringle Sunday. Think of that, Charlie. And it's the Bridgman way of saying hail and farewell to the jolly old Yule season. Make a sound like the jolly old Yule season, Charlie.
Ho, ho! Oh.
You sound like Halsey Hall.
Playing Santa Claus.
Well, now you go to a Bridgman fountain and say...
I want one of them
You say ho, ho, ho.
Oh, you say ho,
right,
ho, ho.
I will do that again. Ready? You go to a Bridgman fountain and say...
Ho, ho, ho.
And whistle
and
four...
And he'll say, you're out of your mind. Call a cop.
And after that, you whistle four bars of White Christmas. And four bars of White Christmas. And whisper after that, Kris Kringle.
Kris Kringle.
This is quite a formula. The Bridgman Fountaineer.
I didn't know you were a nut.
Yeah, the Bridgman Fountaineer will fly all apart and get out a tulip glass, the kind that holds more ice cream. Into that, he puts a scoop of cherry nut ice
cream.
While
he's calling the white coats.
Yes. Bridgman cherry nut ice cream, of course. And then he adds a scoop of peppermint bonbon ice cream.
Ooh, bonbon.
Bonbon ice cream. Ditto,
sassy
Bridgman.
Sassy bonbon.
Over it all goes a ladle of marshmallow topping.
I say.
Over it all, that big ladle of marshmallow topping.
Oh, what a way to go.
And then a rosette of pink whipped cream. Pink whipped cream, mind you. You got that?
You do a beautiful job.
And
how
add
eat all this.
And you add on to. Get this. Well, I haven't finished yet. You
okay.
Got the picture so far.
Yeah, I'm waiting to.
You got the picture. Cherry nut ice cream, peppermint bonbon ice cream, marshmallow topping.
That's good, too.
A rosette of pink whipped cream, and a chunk
cherry
of.
Cherry on top?
A
no?
Chunk of green pineapple.
Oh.
Green pineapple.
You mean it's not ripe?
No, I think
it's colored green.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And there, my friend, you have a Kris Kringle holiday type Sunday.
My golly, that sounds good.
Eat some and exit humming jingle bells. In case you haven't suspected it, Kris Kringle is the Bridgman Fountain treat for this week. My golly,
I'm going to call a number. Somewhere in this USA.
Say, I'm running out of easy questions. What are we going to do now?
Running out of easy ones?
Yeah. All right, let's try this next one.
Mm-hmm. We're calling somewhere over the rainbow.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of fun realizing that there are people from coast to coast listening to Honest to Goodness.
Here's one from North State Street, Chicago, Illinois. Just tuned in your program. I love to be called sometimes Sarah Howard. Somebody wrote from Cincinnati, Chuck Hoffman.
Is that next to the last digit on the number in O? Because mine is obliterated.
Is what is it? No, it's not. It's an 8. Next to the last is an O.
Oh,
yes.
Good. Okay.
Mr. Bob Yar in Elmhurst, Illinois. That's almost Chicago. Here's one from Harbor Beach, Michigan. Sent us a picture of their lighthouse on Lake Michigan. Harbor Beach, Michigan. This is David Miller, the Reverend and Mrs. David Miller. Mrs. Eva Beck wrote us from Pottstown, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Hello. Hello, is this the Peterson residence?
Yes, it is.
In Abilene, Texas?
Yes, it is.
By golly, you answered so quickly, I didn't even hear it ring. This is Honest to Goodness, WCCO Radio, the Twin Cities calling you.
Well, honest to goodness.
Yeah, how about that?
How about that? You sound like you're you're in Minneapolis.
Is that right?
Yeah, we got bad connection.
Well, how are you all? You sound good.
Oh,
you
sound
like
fine. It's nice and warm.
Is it? Well, what's the temperature?
I don't know just right now, but we've been running between 70 and 80 every day.
Is that right? Here's Dick Chapin, our quizmaster.
Yeah,
okay.
Charlie's in Minneapolis. I'm in St. Paul. How are you,
You're
Miss...
in the friendly city.
Yes. How come you said that?
Well, my hometown is up around there.
Somehow I knew that, by the way you phrased that. Mrs. Peterson, where are you up around there? Where's that?
The Twin Cities.
Mm-hmm. You are from St. Paul or Minneapolis?
Minneapolis, originally.
I see. Well, by golly. And how long have you been in Abilene?
Oh, about 10 years, 11 years.
Uh-huh. Your husband does what in Abilene?
Oh, he's a professional musician.
Well, now that's interesting. Play with a symphony or popular?
No, he's an accordion player.
I see. Does he teach?
Huh?
Does he teach music by any chance?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Say, it sounds like somebody picked up the other phone.
I think so.
Is that you, Clyde?
Yeah.
Ah, well, hello, welcome to Honest to Goodness.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, so you're not from the Minnesota, too, are you?
St. Paul.
Well, I'll be doggone. Yeah. Now we really got a Minneapolis-St. Paul.
That's where the girls are mean in Abilene.
Yeah.
That's Charlie Boone. He's a professional musician himself, in a way. Clyde, did you play around the Twin Cities when you were here?
Yes, sir. I used to belong to both locals there.
You remember Wally Olson?
Yes.
And Willie Peterson?
Yes, I played at Jerry's nightclub for a long time.
Is that right?
I went in the Army in 52.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Ernie Garvin, maybe you remember that name. He works here.
Yes, I sure do.
Uh-huh.
Biddy Bastion?
Yes.
And Herb Pilhoffer?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And all those fellows.
And I was going to name Tony Grise is still around up here.
Dave Carr? All those fellows.
Well, gee, it's kind of like old times here, Clyde.
Well, thank you.
We don't mean to cut you out there, Miss Peterson, because we got your name on the card here. You're the one that gets to answer the question.
Oh, goody.
You're right in the center of things in Texas, aren't you? Aren't you in the central part of Texas?
The west, towards the west.
West central, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I used to work at a radio station, KCBD, in Lubbock, Texas.
Oh, well, we're about 150 miles this way, east
uh-huh.
of Lubbock.
You know, you've picked up a slight Texas accent. Did you know that?
Yeah, it doesn't take long, especially when you got kiddos that go to school.
How many kiddos?
Just two little girls.
Uh-huh. And what grades are they in?
First and third.
Well, very good. Well, let's see if we can't send you $8.30 of our CCO dough.
All righty.
You know why we have $8.30, that unusual amount, don't you?
Yes,
you don't?
Because you're WCCO 830.
That's right, 830 on the dial. That's not the question. I got a new question for you here. And here it is. Let's see how good your Minnesota memory is, your
uh-huh.
Minnesota history. Ready?
Yep.
The greatest iron ore range in the world is in Minnesota. Its name is a single Indian word. What is it?
Mesabi.
Mesabi is right, boy. And that's studying that high school history real well, I can tell.
Where'd you go to school?
Roosevelt High in Minneapolis.
Uh-huh.
Clyde, where'd you go to school?
At North St. Paul.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
Well, now, there's a real Twin City hookup.
Well, it might make you feel better with that warm weather you're having. I understand it's so nice and warm that the president is staying at the LBJ Ranch. And we have 29 degrees in our Twin Cities, 29 or 30, and it's freezing rain.
No.
And it's very slippery.
And we have a murderous ice glaze in southern Minnesota and northern Iowa. So you'll be happy to know that you still have your 80 degrees there.
Do you miss all that winter?
Once in a while, not too often.
That's one reason we stayed here.
Very good. We'll send you the $8.30 in the mail. You have to split it up, you two.
I guess we'll have. No, we won't. I answered the question.
All right. Hang on now, because Charlie's going to double-check the address.
Okay.
That was pretty interesting. You had Mr. and Mrs. Clyde Peterson in Abilene, Texas. 10-year residents down there. And they won $8.30.
Happy New Year to you.
Say, have you ever thought how easy it is to do your gift shopping the Gift House stamp way? All you have to do is shop with the merchants that give Gift House stamps. Pick up the Gift House catalog, select the gift you want, and then save Gift House stamps. And before you know it, you will have saved enough to get the gift of your choice. Only top quality brand name merchandise is available to you at your Gift House Redemption Center, and you'll find on display exciting gifts from lightweight luggage, from modern travel, to radios, TV sets, all kinds of sporting goods, modern home appliances, most anything for home or personal use. Remember, do all your shopping at merchants displaying the Gift House stamp signs, and you get that extra bonus of Gift House stamps. Start today and see how soon your Gift House stamp catalog will be filled up. Time for you to get the gift of your choice. Let's glance through some of this other mail while Charlie's dialing another number. We have time for at least one more call. Saginaw, Michigan wrote us, Mrs. Arthur C. Nelson, Mrs. Millie Gill in Dow, Illinois, Mrs. Marion White in Coldwater, Michigan, Airman Ken Lucht, Cannon Air Force Base, New Mexico, Clovis, that is. I used to go through Clovis. Card from Howard Ratcliffe in Philadelphia, or Mrs. Howard Ratcliffe, Philadelphia. Card from Robin Williams in...
Hello?
Hello, is this Bert Allen?
Sir?
Bert Allen, is that you?
No, this is C.L. Thacker. Bert Allen has a room here in our court.
Do you suppose you could get him? This is long distance calling.
Well, Bert Allen went to, just a minute, Arizona or California?
Went
to Arizona on a Christmas trip and hasn't returned.
He hasn't returned? Well, we'll talk to you, sir.
I can't hardly hear you.
You can't hardly hear... I can hardly hear you.
Just tell him, will you, that Honest to Goodness called from Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Honest to Goodness?
Yes. I think he'll understand.
Just tell him that. Just say Honest to Goodness called, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Happy New Year to you.
Yes.
Right on.
All right. Same to you.
He wondered what
we're
the heck's
calling
going on.
Truth or Consequences, New Mexico.
Too bad.
There is really a Truth or Consequences.
Yeah. He went
that's
to where?
We're calling. He went to Arizona, somewhere in Arizona, for the Christmas holidays.
Maybe you can place that other one right quick.
We have time.
Wait a couple of minutes. Homemakers, let far-reaching St. Paul Dispatch Pioneer Press one ad sell to cash buyers the worthwhile articles you no longer use or enjoy. Get extra cash for that musical instrument no one plays, the odd piece of furniture, or the unused sports equipment. It's easy. Just make a list and call (2) 5011. A courteous, experienced, want-ad advisor will help you. Little typo here. It says a courteous, experienced, want-advisor will help you. That doesn't make sense, does it? Clear Channel, Honest to Goodness calling tonight. Let's see. We've talked to Baltimore, Maryland. We've talked to Costa Mesa, California. Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Talked to Dunkirk, New York. Bayfield, Colorado, Abilene, Texas, Truth Consequences, New Mexico, and now, where are we calling?
We're calling,
Hello?
Hello, is Miss Pamela Croxton of
Churubusco,
Indiana there?
Yes!
Yes, this is Honest to Goodness calling you from WCCO Radio Twin Cities.
Really?
Yeah. Is this Pamela?
Yes, I can hardly hear you.
Can you hardly hear? We'll talk real loud, because you're coming in good. I'm Charlie Boone, this is Dick Chapman, our quizmaster.
Hello, Pam? Pam?
Just a minute.
Had
I got the radio on.
Turn it down a little.
Yes.
I was listening to you.
Well, wonderful. Yeah. Tell us, how do you pronounce that? Churubusco?
Churubusco, yes.
Churubusco, Indiana is right near Fort Wayne, isn't it?
It's 15 miles north of Fort Wayne.
Uh-huh. You were listening to us tonight, huh?
Pardon?
You're listening to us tonight, huh?
Yes, we was listening to all your stations, and by golly, I didn't think you'd call.
How do you? How's the weather there in Churubusco?
Well, we've had 40 to 50 degrees this past week.
Uh-huh. Everybody we've talked to almost everywhere tonight, except for Canada, has had mild weather. Gee, it's awful here, I'll say that much.
Uh-huh.
Do you listen to Honest to Goodness very often?
Oh, every night, just about. I have my transistor with me in bed, and I listen to it in bed. It comes on at 9:30 here.
Say, Pam, are you a student or what?
I'm a junior in high school.
At Churubusco High?
Uh-huh.
How's the basketball team doing?
Well, we're fair.
Fair.
Pretty good.
Uh-huh. You're not a cheerleader by any chance?
No, I don't think so.
You're a junior. You got any of those various, high school clubs and things like that you join, you belong
Pardon?
To? You belong to any special high school groups, clubs?
No, just GAA.
GAA, that's Girls...
Athletic Association.
Uh-huh.
And YFC.
Youth Something Council.
Pardon?
Pardon?
Never mind. I'm just... Well, Pam, let me give you a quick chance to win $8.30 before our time runs out, okay?
You'll have to speak a little louder.
I'm giving it everything I got. How's that? Better?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, wait a minute. Here's the question. The Minnesota River joins the Mississippi River at what major Minnesota city?
What is this?
The Minnesota River joins the Mississippi River at what major Minnesota city? I'll give you an extra hint. It's the capital city.
Capital city of Minnesota?
Right.
St. Paul?
Right. Okay, you win $8.30. Thank you, Pam, and hang on because Charlie Boone wants to double-check the address.
Thank you.
You betcha. I'll say this about honest-to-goodness Clear Channel calling tonight. We sure got a lot of natives of Minnesota who still listen to good old CCO 830 on the Clear Channel Power. I'll say that much. Our next Clear Channel show is February 11th. Write us and ask to be called on the Clear Channel show. Stand by now for the second half of radio's most shining hour. Jurgen Nash from Studios Minneapolis-St. Paul at 830 WCCO.